You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a freak show down in the city. Broken dreams and desperate screams. The switchblade gleams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans. Begging hands down in the city. Little strewn, a broken tune. End comes soon down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. Down in the city. Nothing's new, the mood is blue now. What's the truth down in the city? The streets of gold are really yellow, no. The heart is cold down in the city. Watch your back, never slack. The soul is black down in the city. Look around at every sound. Compassion has drowned down in the city.
All right, we are back. We're going to do a few minutes here in this third hour to cover some things that I just didn't get to, okay? But just back to the when Paul in New Jersey called in and was, you know, talking about the socialism thing. We've always had a hybrid kind of system here, okay? But when you read the Communist Manifesto, okay, you read the central bank, the graduated income tax, public education, the war on inheritance, okay, the war on private property, and then the exorbitant taxes on the little guy with free enterprise. See, socialism, when you look at it on paper, okay, it looks real great, but you don't, it's not successful anywhere because crooks always get into the system and they take it over and they always sit outside the system. They do that with capitalism as well. Don't get me wrong. But when you're looking at what system can make people, the most amount of people have a relatively decent living, these socialism systems, in what I look at, they always seem to collapse. And now, would Norway and Sweden and the rest of those collapse if they weren't overrun with migrants and so forth? Probably not. They're homogeneous systems where everybody looks pretty much the same race and genotype and so forth, to where it's a much more better chance that those systems will work. Okay, so let me get into this Kobe Bryant thing with the virus, okay? So this death of this guy, the mass grief, okay? Depleting people's immune system, this, especially all the people caught up in sports and the media and so forth. So you get this mass kind of grieving over this guy and his daughter, the sports hero type thing. And then the bioweapon gets introduced, okay? All the homeless on the West Coast, all the way from Seattle down to San Diego, all these cities. All right? And so, you know, all of this stuff with Kobe, you know, I looked at his name, Kobe, and that all adds up to 33, okay? Then he does this Nike commercial a while back where he throws a basketball at some bad guy in a helicopter, and the helicopter crashes. Very interesting. The state of Illinois used to own that helicopter. Barack Obama, being from Illinois. When you look at the sacrifice angle, the initials of the pilot, Ara Zobayan, 126. A being the first and the Z being the 26th letter of the alphabet. The death happened on 1/26/20, which all adds up to 13. I covered that. The Mamba logo, 13th letter of the alphabet with a snake around it. he had this thing called the Kobe system, Bestion. Okay, the number, the beast, Revelation 13, was called Bestion. He was 17 when he was drafted. Okay, his main number was 24. That adds up to 41. The year how old he was when he dies. LeBron James. Okay, LeBron James is a 13. L being the 12th letter of the alphabet, J being the 10th, the zero goes away. There's a 13. Kobe Bryant, his initials, KB, the 11th letter of the alphabet and the second. That's another 13. Los Angeles, 12th letter of the alphabet, first letter of the alphabet, another 13. LeBron James, the night he surpasses Kobe Bryant, his all-time scoring record. He was in Philadelphia, where Kobe Bryant lived and grew up. Kobe Bryant's number was 33 on his high school team. Plastered right big on the court there is the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, 76, 13. The little clip where Kobe Bryant in that 2017 Adult Swim kind of a comedy program, the helicopter goes down, Kobe Bryant crashes, and he sticks his head out. He's like, the little kid's like, pass me the trophies, and I'll help you out. And he's like, pass? And this all had to do with LeBron James passing his record. Now, I just noticed this the other day. Lil Wayne, little rapper, okay, very famous rapper. He just dropped his 13th album, right? All those 13s. Guess how many songs are on it? 24, Kobe Bryant's number. Now, Lil Wayne, if you remember the operation in Colorado, that theater, the James Holmes thing, who James Holmes was connected to the DARPA researchers and the mind control stuff. His father, Dr. Robert Holmes, with the interest rate algorithm computer stuff, all that. So Lil Wayne, 24 songs on his 13th album. I found that interesting. And there's a moment of silence on there for Kobe Bryant. I just saw images of this guy. He's wearing a snake that's in the form of an 8, which was his other number, the infinity symbol, and it has a 24 in there. LeBron James just got a tattoo of a Black Mamba snake with the numbers 24 and 8 on there. And this is what, and it says Mamba for life, which was Kobe Bryant's nickname. And this was written on his shoes the night before Kobe Bryant died, was killed, whatever happened there. I just found that all kind of interesting. Wolfgang Halbig was arrested. Okay, the guy that was all over the place with the Sandy Hook stuff with Dr. Fetzer. He was on Alex Jones' show quite a bit, the school security expert. Frosty Woodridge was just on Jeff Rentz the other. He said that British Columbia is already 65% Chinese. And he's talking about a BC exit. He thinks that they're going to secede one of these days very soon and become part of China. We have already heard all the Cal exit talk with California wanting to exit the American system. Just interesting stuff. The little opera singer, a Bernie girl, crashes the gates at Mar-a-Lago. Okay, just a lot of strange things here. All right, the NRA headquarters, folks, is in Virginia. Governor Northam, the whole gun thing. And I didn't even put two and two together that's in Virginia. So, just, you know, Kentucky gun owners descended on the Capitol in Kentucky in the last couple days. walked in there with AK-47s and all kinds of stuff. Now, I was looking at pictures from some of the mainstream media, and they had these guys all dressed up where they were masked out, like tactical. But then I'm looking at other pictures of more like Patriot websites, and then none of these guys had masks on. So they made it look like these guys were masked, almost killers in the mainstream media when they walked into the Capitol and, you know, was just flexing Second Amendment rights and so forth and so on. But these two incidents, this Kobe Bryant thing and this virus release, I see these parallels here. And I'll continue to keep my eyes open. But, Dr. Umar Johnson, kind of like this kind of blacktivist guy. Now, he's saying that Kobe Bryant was taken out due to a lawsuit with a pharmaceutical company because of the name Black Mamba. And a lot of people are going off on him. But basically, I guess there's some sort of penis erection pills that are using the term Black Mamba. So they were in some sort of a dispute over a copyright dispute over the name. And so just some interesting stuff. Another thing, remember, now some of you might not remember this. The big fat black darling of the music industry right now named Lizzo, L-I-Z-Z-O. And I'm sure many of you have seen when she went to this Lakers game and she was dressed with a big old thong with her butt hanging out. And then during a halftime performance with the cheerleaders, she's out there in the front row twerking and doing all this nasty, you know, big old 300-pound broad being all nasty. Kobe Bryant walked out with his family during that Lizzo, what they call Lizzo ritual. And so a lot of people find that interesting that Kobe Bryant walked out with his family during this, what they call, that was Lizzo's kind of initiation ritual into the sick world out there. So Kobe walked out with his family. Kobe Bryant with a couple commercials. There was a Ghostbusters thing where he's dressed up as a Ghostbuster and he gets on a helicopter. And the Simpsons, when one of these viruses gets out, there's a helicopter crash and they're tying that in with Kobe Bryant. And let's see. There was a Nike commercial. Oh, I already mentioned that, where he throws a basketball and he takes out a guy in a helicopter. So there's a lot of predictive programming with both viruses and bioweapons in the movie industry and the music industry. And there was a lot of predictive program, you know, elements with the death of Kobe Bryant. And both of these incidents basically cranked up within a day of each other. And so these two things are tied together somehow. There's probably a lot more, but I wanted to get into that. And today's date, well, not today. We're past the midnight hour, but the first time in 900 years, you've had a date that could read the same frontwards and backwards. So today was 020220, and reading it backwards, 0202. You know, frontwards and backwards. So today, the first time in 900 years that we've had such a date. And so very fascinating. As far as I know, nothing happened. Kansas City won the Super Bowl. Let me check Drudge Report one more time to see if anything crazy happened. But, well, they got the two ladies showing their butts, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Super Bowl of insults between Trump and Bloomberg, of course. And so it doesn't look like any cataclysms happened. Bernie drawing massive crowds. So the way it looks, they've already set the stage for Bernie to have another heart attack if they want him to. And we'll probably see Hillary and Bloomberg together, maybe a booty gay in there somewhere, but should be interesting. Everybody's, you know, basically, like I said, they're giving everybody Hobson's choices. And we're going to go ahead and end the program there. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thanks for everybody calling. And keep your eyes peeled. And, you know, I feel bad for these folks that are that love their pets and they're being told by the government over there, you got to kill them. And it's just hopefully that doesn't come our way, folks. But you never know in this crazy world of ours. So I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Ken, thanks for everything, and we'll see y'all next week.
And I kind of go, well, I don't see that damn thing moving except the other direction. And maybe we're not on the downstroke. We're on the upstroke. Now, can't tell with the Trump thing, the Bernie Sanders thing. Crazy stuff going on. Hey, yeah, speaking of Bernie Sanders, right? Fascinating story came through this week. Alan, have you heard this covered at all? Hang on. Fascinating story coming up next on Republic of Texas Radio. Happy Groundhog's Day. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hello, hello. These are not the droids you're looking for. Turn around, walk away. Now, that doesn't usually happen, but actually sometimes you can do that, you know. But that wasn't what I was talking about, Republic of Texas Radio. I was going to tell you a story, what I found really a fun story of the week, my fun story of the week. It happens that a Connecticut woman, and I know a lot of you probably have heard this story or a little bit about this story, but, you know, it's hard to find the details, and there's a lot of articles written about it, but you know, I'm going to try to do that. I'm not going to give her name because I don't really care that much. So this chick from Connecticut gets a job down in Florida, and she flies down there and she stays at one of those fancy weekly stay hotels that, you know, you have a kitchen and a dining room and all that other stuff. Well, for some reason, she just, you have breakfast and you have happy hour at them and stuff like there. And I forget what chain it was, and probably on purpose. I don't really care. And she one day, I guess, you know, before her job is an opera singer. So she's an opera singer. And so she's down there ready to go through opera land. And then she drives to a beach and gets on top of a SUV she'd rented and starts dancing. And that attracts a lot of attention. So the cops come and she jumps off the hood and she gets into the vehicle. And the cops go over there, knocky, knocky. And what does she do? She fusses with the dash. Then she turns the vehicle on and then, starts to go backwards. So Officer Knocky Knocky breaks the window. But that didn't stop her, right? You know, she reversed out. And she takes off. And she hits the freeway and Officer Knocky Knocky's, you know, following her, you know, I'm a cop. I'm going to get her, Knocky Knocky. And, you know, well, she gets ahead of him because the cop, I guess, backed off because she was driving so erratically that people are going, whoa, you know, I'm going to kill somebody with my driving. So the cops are told to back off. I don't know what the cops are told, but he backed off. That's what happened. Well, she takes the off ramp to Trump's little golf course / whatever the hell it is, Mar-a-Lago. And she proceeds to, at a fast pace from what I gather, drive through the barricades. And there were Secret Service men and some sheriffs out there. And, well, she crashes two of the barricades. And during that, you know, procedure that she did, they shot up the SUV. Bang, 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 bang. I don't know how many shots. It's kind of, well, that's up in the air. We don't know too much because some people, they said it looked like Swiss cheese. Some people said it had a few bullet holes in it. Right. So whatever. So she gets through two barricades at Mar-a-Lago. Somehow gets out of Mar-a-Lago, not too clear of how that happened. Did she turn around and go out the way she came in? She break through another, I don't know, right? Are we going to ever know? Probably not. Maybe there will be a movie, I don't know, Dancing on Cars for Mar-a-Lago. Maybe that could be the name of the movie. I don't know. So she leaves, and they lose her, right? So she's just like gone. Where did this crazy woman that was dancing on the hood of her car go? And well, they couldn't find her. Well, she gets caught on a license plate reader. I believe it was over at the airport. And so all of a sudden they know that the license plate reader is has gone off, and get to the airport or get to that location, because now we've got our suspect. They didn't know who it was. They had no idea it was an innocent opera singer. So she picks up her mom from the airport and drives back to her hotel where the cops come, found the car, and went and arrested them both. Isn't that fun? Well, it turns out that, well, she's a soprano, right? And she's a very intelligent person, you know, and that's very unlike her, say, her friends and neighbors. She's a really sweet girl. And, you know, Officer Knocky Knocky Superior, right, goes, nothing to see here, folks. Go away. This is not a terrorist event. Now, I wonder about that whole thing. And you ever see one of those little circular things that, you know, what do they call them? A color chart? You kind of dial it. One thing, red plus blue equals green, right? Is there something like that, right? Is there really something like that for terrorism? Because what we've got here is an opera singer, white girl equals not a terrorist. How do they know she's not a terrorist? I don't know. That seems pretty terroristic. I'm pretty afraid of opera singers at this point. And, you know, what's with all this crap? They also treat her a little bit differently, as per she's been in jail for several days, and yesterday was supposed to be the arraignment, you know, the time where you get in front of the judge and he says, bad girl, you know, you in trouble. They're charging her with attempted, you know, hurting a cop, right? It's like, well, she did a whole hell of a lot of stuff, right? The only thing you care about is her hitting a cop or a Secret Service person. I was like, this chick is like off the hook. Well, not in their world. Okay, sounds like the break. Here we go again, folks. Another round of Republic of Texas Radio.
You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree, set
all right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're just talking about the, you know, Mar-a-Lago opera singer. I don't know how she's going to be noted in history as, but she is being called not a terrorist. And we're looking at her as being, you know, crazy. She was supposed to be arraigned yesterday and she decided she didn't want to go. And so they rescheduled for Monday. How does that work, by the way? You know, the person says, I don't want to go see the judge. They go, okay, that's fine. Well, here, sit there and we'll catch you on Monday. How's that? They're thinking that she's wacko, and that might be true. I don't know. What do you think, Alan? That's just stupid or
well, like I said, on the break, it just amazes me. So like I said, after she crashed through all these barricades, that she disappears, they can't find her, and then she drives around Miami, goes to the airport, picks her mom up, and her mom doesn't say, gee, honey, what are all the bullet holes in the car for?
Get in.
Is this the world we live in that no one's going to question something like that? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe they did question it. I really don't know. And I don't know if you're ever going to find out, you know. Just Mar-a-Lago, man. What happens in Mar-a-Lago happens in Mar-a-Lago. What do you think? So, crazy stuff is happening all over the place. Hey, Alan, let's during the break, folks, we were talking about a little something that Alan found in the paper. Alan, why don't you tell them about that, and let's bounce that direction for a bit.
Like I said, you know, I read the paper, and I realized when the paper changed hands and all the programming in the paper changed to real programming. And it always has an article on, you know, generally on the city council, you know, and what they in the business they've done at their last meeting and everything. And then at the end of the article, it always has other business. And it's kind of small type, you know, kind of an afterthought. But, you know, this is where most of the juicy stuff really comes out that they try to sneak in on us. It's like here, one of the things that they have is City Council also approved a resolution establishing the city's participation in the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. They call it the PACE program. And then two or three little articles down, it says, also approved a PACE program interlocal agreement with the Alamo Area Council of Governments and the City of Fredericksburg. Now, folks, the Alamo Area Council of Governments is one of these non-elected governing boards that I guess everyone from all the cities and stuff or little duchies around here, you know, sends a representative to, or a representative is appointed to. I'm not sure exactly how that process works. But it's one of the things that are working for our betterment, becoming a Borg, I guess.
Yeah, I did a quick search on this thing they called Property Assessed Clean Energy, and there is some stuff out there on it, and it's a little bit new. I found this one little blurb that might help us understand a little bit more. let me read this. Property Assessed Clean Energy helps home and business owners finance energy efficiently and renewable energy projects for their properties. PACE, which is the acronym, is a voluntary program in which a home or business owner will receive financing from a local government to cover the upfront cost of qualified energy improvements. And in exchange, will repay the upfront cost through a special assessment on their property tax over a period of years or decades. The financing is secured with a lien on the property. This means that in the event of a foreclosure, the financing must be repaid before other claims against the property. The repayment obligation also remains with the property. So if a solar customer sells their home, the new owners would simply take responsibility for the remaining payment as well as ownership of the, of the solar array. So it's for like, I guess it's a solar panel thing. You know, it's another one of those scams to try to take, and you're going to hide the. I mean, it's another scam, right? You know, it's
a way to basically make your property worthless, kind of like these wildlife easements and everything that they have around here. Oh, get a wildlife easement. You don't have to have your agricultural exemption and yada yada. But it just is a lifetime, forever contract that says that you cannot do anything on your property, that you can't cut a blade of grass unless you contact the local board, and the board says it's okay for you to cut that blade of grass because we got to keep it wildlife natural corridor, and you can't do what you want on your property once you have a wildlife easement. And it's in perpetuity. So your property loses actual value, because who's going to buy a piece of property that they can't, you know, they spend a whole lot of money buying property out here, and then they move on to it, and they can't do anything. This is like what Nancy Battle, a name that comes up periodically, found out in Colorado. You know, she was a real estate broker out there, and when she found, and her, she said, me and my husband, you know, we bought a piece of property, and, you know, we're going to, you know, up in the mountains, we're going to move into it and build our dream home. And they went up there and started clearing a pad and, you know, getting everything ready. And a guy from the government came by and said, "Oh, no, you can't do that. You have to replace that and make it look like it was all natural. You can only build right down here, you know, down here in this hole in the ground where you can't see across the mountains and everything else." And she's like, "But it's our property." And then she had got the realization, and she was almost in tears when she told me this. She said, "All those years, you know, I was making good money, but I really thought I was helping people, you know, buy their dream property where they could build their house and retire and, you know, live life how they wanted to." And she looked at me and she goes, "It's all a lie, Alan. We don't own anything." And she was almost in tears. And I said, "Yeah, welcome to the club, Nancy."
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know if, I don't know. We'll see where this goes. But at this point, I think that anybody that decides that they want to, I understand solar as far as being an off-grid solution for electricity and to get away from an electrical bill, meaning up front buy your panels, buy your storage medium, whatever you decide, lead acid, nickel, iron, cobalt batteries, I don't care. That's solar. These backfeeding systems that they have been selling to people, the scams, there was just a scam artist in California that went to jail, one of Obama's well-loved ones, just a week, 2 weeks ago, you know, where they sat there and walked around house to house going, "Hey, man, you want some solar panels? Here, the government's giving them away for free." Sign the paperwork, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, shoot. These guys aren't even delivered, and I just took out, I don't know, if it was a big scam." So there's always these scams that go on. So now, out here in the hill country, we're going to have the environment that is ripe for the scam, right? Because the homeowner can now find an installer and say, "Hey, I want to put in $100,000 worth of solar panels," right? They'll backfeed the grid, right? So during the daytime,
and there you go, Steve.
Energy.
There you go, Steve. But this is going to be involved. This will not be involved. I guarantee these payments. You can't get a discount on this stuff if you're going completely off grid. You have to be tied to the grid to get this program. I can guarantee
right.
you probably.
Sure.
So you're not really getting free. I mean, because the power companies are not going to let that happen. They've got. Well, they're called power companies. I mean, think about it.
Alan, you know? all scams have multiple angles to them, right? Mm-hmm. This one's very, very nice because the Alamo Area Council of Governors, or, you know, the ACOG, as they're called here in Texas, right, is a loose affiliation of, and they claim it's loose, but it's things like this that hurt us all, because this came into the ACOG, the ACOG, and they told all the guys here from Fredericksburg about it. They go, "Oh, that sounds like a neat idea. It's a clean energy plan that involves the property assessment group. Yeah, let's do it. Yay, we're clean, we're green." But it's really, they just sowed the environment for fraud. Right? So lots of people will be going out saying, "Hey, come on, you want solar? Look, you don't have the money? Look, here, just sign here, and then we'll take money from the city, and then you can pay it back over the life of the solar equipment." Right? So it's just $1 a day over the next 10 years, you know, you can have those solar panels too. And usually they have some kind of a little twist of, well, you know, when the solar panels make money, you sell it back to the solar power. So you end up paying almost nothing for the power, if something pennies per minute. I don't know. Big lies and, wow. Good old governments, they've got
and you know, right, you know that all, you know, that associations that are, you know, involved in this process are little organizations like the one that I almost hate to even speak out of my mouth, the American Planning Association, because folks, back when Steve come over and he tells me about this American Planning Association thing, and look, here's, look what I pulled this off their website. Look at this. What do you think about this, Alan? And I looked at it and I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me. You got to be freaking. Yeah. That's when I really started finding out and started realizing how in trouble we are, folks. When you start reading this stuff, and this American Planning Association is one of those groups that, like, your city employees, your county employees, your state employees, they all have to go to, like, these continuing ed classes, you know, to find out how to, you know, serve the taxpayers better. And you go to the, and you go and you look at what they're being trained and how they're being Delphied. Everything nowadays, folks, once you know the Delphi technique, you look at what governments are doing, and everything is a Delphi. It's like in the paper, it's like, oh, city is looking for feedback, you know, on the proposed relief route. You know, we want citizen feedback. And you go into these groups, and they split you up into little groups, and you have a little sub-project, and you decide what you're going to present to the group, and you bring it back to the big group, and you present it. And they say, oh, that's good over there, Jimmy. Oh, that's a good one over there, too, Janie. You know, but we're going to go with this one here. Don't we all think that this is the best one? Oh, well, yeah, that's great, you know. And it's the one that they had planned in the first place, and they make you think that you had something to do with the input on it. And you don't, and it's just all a mind screw.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the world about you. And, you know, I see the American Planning Association. The weird thing, you have to go to planning.org. to actually finalize. APA is not.
It might as well be the APA
URL.
Because they're screwing with your mind. It might as well be the APA, the American Psychological Association.
Hey, you know, I guess that's as good a time as any to keep it local and switch subjects to something similar. The Planning Association, I see it as a model. Alan, and how they use their planners and manipulate people at the ground level, right? They come in and whisper into the city council's ear, the county commissioner's ear. They hand them memos and, you know, and things. There's a group that we were talking about, it's probably 2019, 2018. It's called, the Dark Skies Initiative. And I don't know if folks out there remember the Dark Skies. They're a very interesting lot. And let's go over what Dark Skies is again. There are a whole bunch of, well, astronomers or private novices or just people, right? And this is a really testy subject because the fact is we all like the stars. I get that. I totally heard about this, and I said, wow. Well, on one hand, I like it, and on one hand, no. Because the Dark Skies Initiative, it starts out really neat. And here in the Texas Hill Country, it starts out by, I moved to Fredericksburg or to Gillespie County, outside of Fredericksburg, and puts up an observatory so you can look at the stars. And then he goes,
a real observatory, hey. Folks, not just a telescope, you know, poking out your bedroom window, a real freaking observatory. So he's just one of them local good old boys, right?
He's just a nice man with an observatory and a hell of a lot of money, right? But he can't see his stars. So he goes on and he tries to figure out a way to fix it. And so he knocks on a few doors, talks to a few people and says, hey, you know, the sky around here is getting brighter. And, you know, the neighbor down the way, he has a light and it's, you know, on. I want him to turn it off. And he don't want to turn it off. And we need to start addressing this in the long term. So he knows about this, and it's probably in the astronomer's world, you know, the world of people that stare at stars for a living. Right? It's called the Dark Skies Initiative. And it's put together by, you know, I guess it's about a little over a half. I don't know. The roots of it, you take a look at their about in the about thing. It looks like there's, you know, 6 to 12 different individuals that are the dark sky people. And they're working on the propaganda to get this pushed through because, well, they want to control their neighbor's lights. And they want to control their own. Well, I don't know. So they claim that the light placement and the type of lights that you use need to be regulated and they need to be governed, right? Well, they'll actually probably argue with me on that over at their website at darksky.org. You can read about it a little bit themselves. They do say something that's true. It's better to go talk to your neighbor about your lighting problem and try to work it out first before you go the other direction. That sounds just right. But if your neighbor says, go sit on a stick, you don't have to sit on a stick. But really, that's your neighbor's stuff. If you decide to go the alternate route, then, that might be bad. Darkskies.org will also help you out with ordinances. So they've got a bunch of ordinances that you can push through to help you eliminate your, light nuisance. They got neat little things, and that's the break. They got glare, the excessive brightness that's caused visual discomfort. And they've got some other ones. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. When it does, I know it's on you and I. Is it for the sun?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree, set us
one,
free.
Two, three.
Give us time to realize
Earth to, well, Earth to Earth? I don't know. Somebody's got to be talking to somebody, because somebody's talking to somebody. We're talking to dark skies, and they want to be talking to you about shutting out and shutting down your neighbor's lights. You know, how did we get to this point? What is the point? What's the problem with thoughts and people around with lights? Here's the problem with the dark skies. You know, Alan was talking about this on the break, you know, at least his watching our little town called Fredericksburg turn into this strange little environment. Yeah, they claim the problems are, well, I mean, we got to call it. We're going to go to the phones here in a second. They classify the different little types of light pollution, right, as one, glare, excessive brightness that causes visual discomfort. What the heck is that mean, Alan? When you want to tell me, you know, staring into a light causes discomfort, can't you turn away?
I'm a real rich guy. I've got my own observatory, and all you peasants and peons out there are ruining the night sky for me in my beautiful, wonderful, expensive telescope.
Okay, so that's the catch bucket that's used for, I want to keep my chair pointed this way, and that light is in my way, and it hurts my eyes. Okay, got it. Sky glow. Brightening of the night sky over inhabited areas. Okay, so that's the word, sky glow. That's when a city has that big old aura around it, you know, and then whatever gets an all lighter up above, saying it's great. Now we got a word for it. Remember that, folks, sky glow. Next comes one of my favorite ones, you know, it's called light trespass. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, your photon is on my side of the property. Light falling where it's not intended or needed. Oh, man, your photon is over there on my driveway, and I don't need it there. Right, so now we know how to complain to our neighbor. You are participating in light trespass. Your photons are on my ground. Okay. And then this is a new one, Alan. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember this from the past. They call it clutter. Right? Bright, confusing, and excessive groupings of light sources. Clutter. That's clutter, folks. Let me read it again. Right?
So would this be like the rich people living in the gated communities with their tennis courts and everything else that blare lights at night? Would they be talking about those? Surely not, because, well, we're not going to say anything against the rich people moving here. It's just for the peons who have a light out there next to their barn that they forget to shut off. That's what will be penalized, if anything.
Right, because, you know, your lights for your tennis court and your lights for your, you know, security system. That's not confusing. Right, that's not excessive because it's used for security. But yeah, I guess I'd fall for the thing because we have a front door light that's one color, and then we've got little obscure lights here and there, and that's going to be very confusing to the rich people. And well, they're really not that bright compared to my neighbor's lights whose photons occupy my property. Hang on for the break, folks, and Sherry in Kansas, we'll get you after the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting Facebook.